Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. The Tan is now going to explain many malachais that are also to do on Yom Tov because they fall under the category of Tikkun Keli. Even though in reality, it's done Litzarech Leichel Nefesh. For example, says the Mishnah, Ein Poichsin Es Haner. You can't hollow out a lamp. Dimneshu Isa Keli. Because you're making a Keli. When the Mishnah uses the term ner, the Mishnah means a keli that has a base kibble. You can put things inside. It holds the oil. And there's a wick that protrudes out to be able to light. When we say a ner, sometimes we refer to a candle that's made out of wax. That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means this type of a lamp. The middle part looks like a cup, and on one side it like comes to a narrow end, and there's a hole there to put the wick through. Now, they would make this ner out of metal, sometimes out of pottery. Here we're talking about one that was made out of cheres, out of pottery. And the process of making it is that the lamp makers would first prepare round, like, bulks of this kind of clay, and afterwards they would punch out the middle with their fists, and that would create the base kibble. That would create, like, the interior, the inside, where you put the oil in. That's called Pchisas HaNer. After you have the form of the keli, where it's hollowed out on the inside, they would put it into a special oven, and that would make it strong. So you should be able to put in the oil in the wick. What's our Tana teaching us? Our Tana says, not only can't you take the ner and put it into the oven to solidify it, to make it strong on Yom Tov, that's making it a complete keli, but even the first part, like punching out the hole to make the opening inside this round glob of clay, you can't do that either. As the Mishnah explains, Mimneshu Isa Keli. Even though it's not finished yet, you still have to put it into the oven, but you can put other things inside. You can't put the oil inside. If you pour in the oil before you put it into the oven, it's going to melt, it'll fall apart. But you can put in things like small coins or pieces of pepper, dry things you can put in. So it's called a keli. Now, even though he's doing this Litzarech Yom Tov, he wants to put his spices in for the Yom Tov Suda. And he has no other keli to be able to use instead of this. It's still usser. Because you can't start out and make a keli on Yom Tov, even if it's Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. Weiter says the Mishnah, the Ein Oisin Pechomin B'Yom Tov, you cannot make charcoal on Yom Tov. A charcoal? Keli? Why can't I make charcoal on Yom Tov? The answer is goldsmiths would use charcoal to purify the gold. How does charcoal purify gold? Well, once they shape the gold, they put it into a special oven, and for whatever reason, charcoal fire is good for the gold. So making charcoal is also usher, because it's like making a utensil. That's how the Batanura learns. It's also Shita's Rashi. The Ran holds when you make charcoal, you have to extinguish a fire. There would be a definisser. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, the Ein Chaitchen es a psila l'shnayim. The Ein Chaitchen, nor are you allowed to cut es a psila, a wick, l'shnayim into two. Let's say I have a very long wick. I say, I can make two wicks out of this. I don't need such a long string. You can't cut it into two, whether you're using a knife or even through the fire. Let's say you hold it over the fire until it burns out the middle and it splits into two. Because you're technically creating a new keli. Out of one wick, you're making two wicks. Now the Meiri explains, of course, you can't make a wick to start with. That's for sure a keli. The Chiddush is, even though he already has the wick, you can't cut it into two. And once again, even though I need this for Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, well, that's true for whatever we're learning here in the Mishnah. He needs the lamp, he needs the coal, he needs the wick for Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, but you cannot make a keli l'chadchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chaitcha ba'or l'shtei neres. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama. He says there is a legal way to split the wick into two. Let's say I have this problem. I need wicks for two lamps. I have only one wick. So what you can do is, you can place the two ends of this single wick into two lamps. So try to imagine this. The middle of the wick is like a bridge between the two lamps. And then I go, and I'm lighting the wick. And where do I light it from? I light it from in the middle of that bridge. So lemaisa, he intends to use both of the lamps. It doesn't look like he's creating two wicks. It looks like he's lighting two lamps. But it's very practical to light the two lamps this way, because I light it once and both lamps start burning. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that you can't punch out the middle of the Ner to make it hollow. That's considered making a keli, even though it's not a complete keli yet. You can't pour oil in yet. It's going to sip right through. You have to first put it into an oven. We didn't do that yet. But this hollowed out Ner could still be used to put dry things there. And even though he needs it to put spices there or other things, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Can't create a keli l'chatchila on Yom Tov. For that matter, you can't make charcoal on Yom Tov. The Bat Tanura learns, because it's considered a keli, the people that make gold use this. You can't take a long wick and cut it into two. It doesn't make a difference how you cut it. And again, even though you need it, l'tzarech l'echol nefesh, I need two wicks, but you can't make a new keli on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, there is a way to make two wicks. Take the one long wick, put both ends into two different lamps, and then light it by lighting the middle. If you tak and need two neiros now, l'kavod Yom Tov, so it doesn't look like you're making a keli, you're just lighting two neiros in one shot. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter.